Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Johannesburg up to 28 and Mbombela today a high of 27 degrees.
The collision in Centurion on the N1 southbound after the R21 highway, all lanes are open. Unfortunately, traffic is moving slowly.
In your sport, Real Madrid a step closer to signing Liverpool defender Trent Alexander-Arnold, and former UFC heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez has been handed a 5-year prison sentence.
We start in the normally quiet region of Aliwal North, a town in the Eastern Cape.
A detailed search of the truck led to the discovery of 12 large bags of crystal meth, weighing a total of 313.5 kilograms.
The crystal meth has a value of 50 million rand. Police Captain Lorraine Earl says a 35-year-old man from Gauteng, who owns the truck and also drove it, was arrested on the scene. The other news of the morning, the strained relationship between the RSA and the USA. President Cyril Ramaphosa says he does not need input from partners in the Government of National Unity in selecting a new ambassador for America. Those deliberations are underway after Ebrahim Rasool was kicked out by the administration of US President Donald Trump. The ANC's biggest partner in the GNU, the DA, is calling for consultations before a name is announced. Ramaphosa told the media yesterday,
"The president appoints ambassadors, and it is within his sole right to appoint ambassadors."
That while America is in the final stages of deciding who to send as ambassador to Pretoria. Anastasi Mokgobo has more about the nomination of conservative media commentator Leo Brent Bozell III.
Trump has nominated Leo Brent Bozell III, a conservative media critic and founder of the Media Research Center, an organization known for exposing alleged liberal bias in the media. Bozell was initially nominated to lead the U.S. Agency for Global Media, but that nomination was withdrawn. Now he has been put forward for the role of ambassador to South Africa. The U.S. has not had an ambassador in South Africa since Ruben Bregetti left in January. Bozell's nomination still requires Senate confirmation before he can take up the position. He's expected to appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in the coming weeks. Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda FM News.
More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. And today, 5 years ago, we were on the eve of lockdown rules implemented to protect us against COVID-19. And that brought a whole new dimension to our lives. This means sudden confinement and a disruption of mundane activities like buying rotisserie chicken and jogging in the streets. Tabisa Nhlengetwa was arrested and led to a brush with the law that would almost cost him a shot at his dream job 5 years later.
I tried to explain to them that I cannot jog with a mask on. And then when you go to the police station, they took fingerprints and stuff like that. But I thought it was just a minor thing. And then I was called and they said that the senior HR needs to meet with me. I went to her office. When I got there, she told me that the results for the fingerprints are back. And I am a criminal. They have to fire me.
Listen to that whole story. It's in today's episode of the Jacaranda FM Newsroom's COVID Chronicles podcast series. It's at jacarandafm.com. Go to Jackpot or get it wherever you get your podcast series. I'm Gerda de Souza, net vir die hoofnuus die uur. Dwelms ter waarde van 50 miljoen rand is in 'n trok in die Oos-Kaap gekry.
Aliwal Noord.
Also, daar's 'n springs daar. Wat jy met 'n hot water, hot springs.
Yeah, it's like a hot springs, like a spa.
Yeah,
so daar,
natuurlijke
baie,
een.
Baie gekamp, lekker in die warm water geswem.
Beautiful camp right by the river, by that bridge.
That's stunning.
Very green.
I've never been there.
No, neither have I.
Aliwal Noord, baie daar gekamp, Actually, I think the one of the hot springs pools, whatever, was like indoors from what I can remember.
Yeah, they put a structure around. Yeah, my sister lives there.
Oh!
Aliwal North.
That story wins.
Yeah.
Here's me trying to relate viral.